2 weeks ago, when I was preparing for today's homily, I was sitting at my kitchen table with a cup of coffee and the lectionary. As often happens to me at this stage of my life, I began to wonder how many times I prayed, reflected, and preached these four verses that come immediately after the Beatitudes. Believe me, after 50 years as a priest, a lot of times. It's all part of the great Sermon on the Mount. I was gazing out the window when I looked down at the table. My eyes came to rest on the salt shaker. And it dawned on me that the salt in that thing was really totally useless as long as it stayed in that salt shaker. It had to be poured out, mixed with something else. And it's that mixing together that causes something to happen. As long as it sits there on the table in that salt shaker, here in humid Florida, the only thing that's going to happen is it's going to turn into one big lump. And with that thought, I got up and finished washing the breakfast dishes, grateful for one more insight into the wisdom of the gospel. It's so simple. The truth, the wisdom of Jesus is so clear. As long as we sit around in church, we are not particularly useful when it comes to realizing our vocation and doing whatever it is God asks of us. We have to mix. We have to get out into the neighborhood, into the office, the shop, the club, or wherever we are mixing it up with others, and we have to make a difference. We do that best and most effectively, too, when we do it together, as church, as disciples, as Catholics. One single grain of salt is nothing when it comes to bringing out the flavor or awakening tastes. The effect of salt comes from many grains together, outside the salt shaker. Using such images so powerfully as salt and light, Jesus speaks to us about it, what it means, then, to be blessed. Remember, this comes right after the Beatitudes. What it means to be blessed and live in the reign of God. We Catholics who experience the magnificence of the Easter Vigil can hardly miss the point when we are called to be light. Remember how that one candle enters this darkened church and what happens when that light gets shared, one candle after another, and spread throughout this church? The warmth and the beauty and the intimacy of that light is exactly what Jesus calls us to be. One little grain of salt, one little flicker of a candle is very fragile and easily lost. But all together, there are some extraordinary possibilities. The desire of Jesus for us to be salt and light goes deeper than just those simple images, though. It speaks also of our need for unity as well, and the immeasurable potential that lies before us as a church for doing good. Yet, we must be more than just good. We have to be good for something. Don't go thinking through your life that you just have to be good. I'm going to say to you, good for what? Recognizing this ought to give us more than enough reason to remain faithful and stay with the church and with each other. The privatization of religion and the individualism of our culture and our times finds a great challenge in these verses. The most important thing about each of us is our capacity for doing good. We can be a source of light. We have hands that care, eyes that see, ears that hear, tongues that can speak, and feet that can walk, and most of all, we have hearts that can love. But unfortunately, because of laziness and selfishness, and most of all, cowardice, our light can be dim and then we become only shadows of the people we could be. When that laziness and selfishness and cowardice creeps over us, the presence of others who share our hope and our faith can keep us from losing our way in the darkness. We need one another. You know, there's an old expression in our language that describes a wise old-timer as being salty. You've heard that expression? In the Old Testament, salt is frequently used as a symbol of wisdom. And then wisdom is often spoken of as a light in the darkness. We need to become salty, says Jesus, in the fullest sense of that word, wise. The deeper and more securely we tie our faith to the Sermon on the Mount, the wiser we shall become, and the brighter will shine the light of the world, Jesus Christ.